Good morning. Welcome to Mindset Goddess. I'm Valeska. I'm so excited you're here. And one of the reasons I'm so excited is to share with you that I am totally changing the tone of this podcast. I am no longer going to be talking about small talk stuff. I'm going to be talking about big stuff, big, deep stuff, answering big, huge questions that we ask all the time and we don't really have answers to. I just felt called to change the tone of this podcast. God said to me, hey girl, it's time to change it up. It's time to switch it up and provide more valuable content to your listeners. And this is my goal now. So I am going to be talking about big stuff like law of attraction, energy fields, quantum physics. And the reason is that all of these topics relate to one another and they relate to you as an individual, to us as people. They relate to how we program our mindsets and how we do our inner work and how we grow as human beings. So in today's episode, I am going to be talking to you about the law of attraction and how you can use the law of attraction to attract the things which you want into your life. The law of attraction is basically a three-step process: ask, believe, and receive. So let's go ahead and review each of these aspects. Every day, your body and your mind are sending out a request to the universe in the form of thoughts. So this is why it is stated that whatever it is that you think about, or you read about, or you watch on TV, or you talk about, that is what you are giving special attention to. So the law of attraction states that whatever it is that you pay attention to, that is what you will attract more into your life. And this is why I limit what I read in the news. I will not read depressing stuff, and I barely watch TV. If I watch anything at all that's remotely similar to a TV, it is either self-development YouTube videos or at Christmas Hallmark movies, and that's it. That is it. I don't spend time watching TV. And there's nothing wrong with that. But I'm just very, very particular about what I allow to enter my brain. You have to be really aware of what it is that you are constantly watching and reading and talking about, because those things that you are giving attention to can affect your thoughts, even on a subconscious level, and you don't even realize it. And they can actually make your negative mindset even worse. So you have to be really careful. All right, so let's see. I want you to get really specific about what it is that you want from the universe, okay? Whether it is a car, a relationship, marriage, kids, whatever it is that you want, get clear. Know for sure what you want. When you want to attract something in your life, you can't be confused about it. You have to be very clear and very firm about what it is that you want. So once you know what your desire is, ask the universe for what you want. Don't ask for what you don't want. And the way to do this is that you will not focus. You will not allow yourself to focus on the things you don't want. So let's say that I am struggling financially and I'm constantly thinking, how am I going to pay this? Oh no, $5 left in my checking account. Oh no, this is so expensive. Oh no, the shoes are tearing apart and I don't have money right now for new shoes. If I'm always thinking these thoughts, guess what's going to happen? The universe is going to say, oh, she's talking about this stuff nonstop. Oh, she's thinking this stuff nonstop. I'm going to bring her more of that. Why? Because like attracts like. Remember that your body is energy. Everything in this universe is a form of energy. Everything around you, people, we're all connected. We're all a form of energy. And this is quantum physics. This is science saying that. So I'm not just pulling this out of my hat. This is pure science. We are made up of energy. So if you are going to have negative energy, negative thoughts, guess what? You will have more of that in your life. If you have positive thoughts, positive energy, guess what? You'll have more positive things happening in your life. You will bring positive situations into your life. So you have to be very intentional about what it is that you want when you are requesting it from the universe. Don't allow yourself to have negative thoughts or negative energy. And you are human, so you will have it. And I do too from time to time, but I'm able to replace it right away with a positive thought instead. After practicing for some time, you will be able to do the same thing too. It will become automatic being able to replace that negative thought or that negative energy with a positive thought and positive energy. It takes practice, but it's totally, totally achievable. I do it constantly, constantly. I can replace that negative thought or negative energy within 5 seconds. So you'll be able to do the same thing too. So keep that in mind. The second thing to remember is, or to do, sorry, to attract whatever it is that you want into the universe is to believe that you're going to get it. So whatever your desire is, believe that you are going to get it. So what's next? You take action, right? So you can't just, pray to the universe or to God that you want a better job and never apply for any new jobs. You can't pray to God in the universe that you want a husband and you never go on dates. So you have to do your share. You have to help God in the universe and do your share by taking action. Now, how do you prepare yourself to receive your desire from God or the universe? You do this by becoming a vibrational match for it. And I know you're probably thinking, what the heck is a vibrational match? Let me explain to you. When you become a vibrational match for what you want, you're able to attract what you want into your life. So the easiest way to do this is to focus on creating positive emotions of love, of happiness, gratitude, appreciation from the moment that you wake up until you go to bed. You can practice feeling these emotions and experiencing them as if you already have, like you really have these emotions. You really are feeling these emotions. So it's not enough to just think about these emotions, but you want to put yourself in an energetic field where you literally are feeling happy, where you are literally feeling gratitude towards something. Your thoughts, I don't know if you know this, but your thoughts are constantly creating feelings all the time. It never stops. And this is why it's so important to catch yourself. When you find that your emotions are becoming negative or your thoughts are becoming negative, and somehow find a way to turn it around and make it a positive thought or emotion. I know it's easier to say than it is to do, but it's very, very, very possible. These are the three things you have to do, though. The three things you have to do to attract your desire into your life. I will give you an example. When I went through a breakup, I was devastated. I was heartbroken. We had made plans for the future together, dreams of having kids together. You know, the list goes on and on. And my partner had decided that he did not want to have a family life with me. He decided he was not made for family life. So of course, I was devastated. Not only did I see the situation as, oh my God, I wasted all these years with you and you don't even want to have a family at all in your life, and I thought you did, but I also felt betrayed, angry, hurt, stressed, frustrated, every emotion you can think of. I went through every single step of the grieving process, and it was really hard for me to forgive him. But after going through all the steps of the grieving process, I told myself, I said, Valeska, you can't allow yourself to hate him, because if you hate him, you are going to be unhappy deep inside. Your wound will not heal. You will be bitter. Maybe you'll even take it out on guys in the future and in relationships in the future and so on forth. So I chose to give him love. And what I mean by that is that I chose that instead of hating him, I chose to love him instead. And I didn't tell him this. Actually, I did tell him that. I even texted him and I said, I forgive you. I forgive you and I send you love. And I'm not doing it for you. I want you to know that, I said. I'm not doing this for you. I'm doing it for me because I don't want to have hatred and bitterness in my heart and my soul. So I forgive you for hurting me. I forgive you for betraying me. I forgive you, and I send you loving energy, and I truly mean from the bottom of my heart that I hope that you will find the right person for you, and you will find happiness in your life. And that was it. So in that second, in that instant, I chose love over happiness, over hatred. And when you choose love over hatred, the universe and God sees that. And you become a vibrational match for what you really want in your life, which was for me at that time, a loving relationship with a man who appreciates me, who wants to have a future with me. So you become a vibrational match for that. And the universe and God will realign the stars and everything in the world to bring you that. But you have to fill your soul, your heart with love. You can't have hatred and expect God and the universe to bring you whatever you want. That's just not the way it works, nor will you be a vibrational match for that desire. If you want love, you must act, live, eat, sleep, feel love. If you have hatred and bitterness inside you, you're going to attract more of that into your life. So just keep that in mind. I love you guys. If you enjoyed today's episode, please come back again for the next one. Subscribe if you enjoyed it. Take care of yourself.